listening to the Greg Kelly Show.
I got a glimpse here of the fake news. They're all upset that Donald Trump is using the criminal proceedings against him to his political advantage. Why the hell not? These are all political vendettas against him, beyond political. These are illegal. This is someday there will be accountability. All right. Maybe one to get that accountability for us will be Kara Castronova, the celebrity trainer, former boxer, fantastic journalist on the Gateway Pundit, a fierce advocate for January 6 victims, and so many of them are victims. Right now, Kara Castronova is running for the United States Senate. She's got to get on the ballot. Hello, Kara. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Greg?
I'm all right. So do me a favor. Update us. Well, overall, Gillibrand is up for re-election this year, right?
She's up for re-election in November, and we're trying to run a Republican primary. I gathered over 15,000 signatures in pretty much a month's time with all volunteers, which has really never been done before, to get on the ballot. So I submitted those to the Board of Elections last week, and so far there hasn't been any objections. So by Wednesday, we should know if I will be on the ballot or not for the Republican primary, which I intend to win.
When is the Republican primary?
The Republican primary would be in June.
June what?
I believe it's June 25th.
June 25th. It is. It's amazing, right? The last day of school. It's basically the last day of school. This is a way, I mean, look, you didn't come up with this, but this is a way to keep voter turnout low, and I don't like that. But all right, so, and no objections. That means, do they call you and anybody objects? You submit like 15,000 signatures, and then traditionally your opposition, whoever you're facing, they'll have lawyers go in there, go through the signatures and say, somebody didn't give us their address, somebody didn't give us their middle name. They'll try to find discrepancies, and they'll eliminate as many signatures as possible. You're telling me that's not happening?
It's called the petition gathering scheme. Actually, the Eastern District of New York courts have said it's unconstitutional the way that they go about trying to trap people. There's a number of ways that they could trap someone into signing something inaccurately, like asking them for their town and they'll really put their village or city. Common traps most people fall for so that they could invalidate their signature and, you know, basically go against the will of the people. The people want a primary. Many primaries are going to happen in the state of New York this year. People are sort of sick and tired of, party picking one person and being told to vote for that one person. So that's why I'm running a primary this year. And I actually have a court case tomorrow in the Eastern District of New York challenging the constitutionality of this petition gathering scheme, just like John McCain did and Steve Forbes actually did in 1996.
All right, you just submitted your signatures, 15,000, yeah. Right? I mean, yeah. why are you suing about it? I mean, there's why?
Because traditionally, everybody gets challenged for the most part, and it's really just about the constitutionality of it. My goal is for when, you know, Chuck Schumer runs for office again, or there's a governor's race, for there to be a lot of populist candidates on it that aren't establishment or that aren't atypical candidates, meaning, you know, a celebrity candidate has a better chance of getting on the ballot because of their notoriety. When I feel that the founding fathers, the way that they envisioned the country, was that ballot access should be accessible to multiple different types of people, not just people who have a lot of money to pay petition walkers or atypical candidates.
All right, do me a favor, Kara. I'm going to give you candidate tip number one. You're brilliant in every way. Slow down a little bit, okay? Yes. And next time we do an interview, do me a favor. Where are you? Are you on the Hempstead Turnpike in the middle of it? Where are you?
Oh, I'm near Binghamton, driving home outside of a Starbucks trying to catch some Wi-Fi. So, I've been traveling the state, and I was up to view the eclipse up here in this path of totality and meet with some of the supporters that I had up here that really went to bat for me and got me some signatures up here all of the different counties.
All right, fantastic.
So I wanted to thank them.
Well, good luck on the way home. Now, listen, what's wrong with this guy, Sapricone? He is Mike Sapricone, a retired NYPD detective. My understanding is, well, he's running for the Senate as well. If I'm not mistaken, he has Trump's endorsement.
Yeah, well, just so everybody knows, when Trump made the endorsement, he didn't know, he wasn't aware that I was running, that there were other candidates, unfortunately. So, you know, that's something that obviously is somewhat of a struggle, but I think I've surpassed it because a lot of people know that I'm a MAGA candidate and I'm America First no matter what. They know who I am. They know what I stand for. They know I fought for January 6th people. They know I fight for medical freedom, that I fight to close the borders. So if you look at my record compared to the other gentleman's record, I'm quite much more in line with America First than everything that I think voters are looking for this year in a candidate, just by looking at our track records alone and the things that we've gone on the record and said on various radio shows, various TV programs, and, you know, through our writing.
Okay, gotcha. Who is this John Eisen guy, E-I-S-E-N? I think he's running as well.
He is. So, like I said, there's a primary. He also submitted the signatures to the Board of Elections as well. He's a businessman that's from New York, and don't really know much about him. Don't want to, you know, speculate on what his platform is. All I know is I'm really focused on myself getting into the Senate and being able to. I think I'm the best person to go against Kirsten Gillibrand, because I think that there's a lot of hard topics like abortion that are going to come up. I ran for office in the past, and I know that that is a hot button topic.
How many times have you run for office?
I ran for office for New York State Assembly one time in a Democrat district with 20% Republican voters, and I got over 43% of the vote in a minority district. And one of the things I realized is that the abortion topic is a one top issue topic for a lot of voters.
All right, let me ask you something. The U.S. Senate is a big, big, big job. I mean, well, it's very prestigious. I don't know how big it is, but I mean, this is a new thing, and I'm not faulting you for it, but I want to hear your rationale. I mean, you lost for the assembly, and then you go on to run for the U.S. Senate. I mean, is there anything to be said for, you know, winning something? All right, now what's going on? Where the hell are you? Is your window open?
There's a truck driver who's honking at me.
Is your window open?
No, I'm walking. I'm standing on the street, and a truck driver is actually honking at me. I just went inside.
Is he? Okay, yes. Inside, indoors, please. I hope he's not. Is he honking at you in a suggestive way?
I think so. I just went inside.
Kara gets it all the time. All right. So look, you're you lost one race, and now you're running another race.
Correct.
You know, you don't want to be one of those people who's always running around running for things.
If you're suffering from ED, you're not alone. 60% of men over 60 have this problem. Help is out there. The professionals at Elevate Wellness can help you be the man you used to be. They've helped thousands of patients and have a 96% success rate. What are you waiting for? Call 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. Your first visit is only $99. ElevateWellnessGroup.com. Help is out there. ElevateWellnessGroup.com.
Stop. ED is no laughing matter. This could be caused from low T, high blood pressure, or diabetes. Elevate Wellness can help. 40% of men over 40 have experienced this. Make the call to Elevate Wellness now. 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. The office visit is only $99 and includes exam, blood work, test dose, and consultation. Call Elevate Wellness. 973-354-2276 or ElevateWellnessGroup.com.
Hi, it's Ernie Anastas. You know, your thoughts can affect how you feel, and how you feel can impact your thoughts. Addressing your mind and body connection is the key to improving your overall wellness. Bergen Newbridge Medical Center is the largest hospital in New Jersey, providing comprehensive, equitable, compassionate, and high-quality emergency inpatient and outpatient medical care, plus mental health services and substance use disorder treatment. The Bergen Newbridge team can address your total health needs in one convenient location. Call 201-225-7130. For an appointment or newbridgehealth.org.
Your health is important. Your sexual health is very important. And like everything else, it has challenges. As many as 50% of men over 50 have sexual-related difficulties, like ED, low testosterone, and low energy. That's where they come in. Elevate Wellness has real professional and in-person solutions. Call 973-354-2276, 973-354-2276, or visit ElevateWellnessGroup.com and get back to where it started. Office visits only $99 this month.
No, this will probably be, you know, I'm running for this and I'm winning this. The other two people that I ran against never won a race either. The candidate that was endorsed has never run in his life, and the other candidate also lost the race. So if you want to, like, put the three of us together next to each other, like, really that's the situation. But I have been involved as a journalist, like, very, very immersed myself in politics for years now. Like, I've been a community activist. The reason I got so many signatures from volunteers is people know me through my advocacy work for January 6th prisoners, for against vaccine mandates, for medical freedom, for closing the border. I'm the one organizing all of these rallies on the street, talking to people.
All right, so we love it. Where do you live?
I live in Elmont, New York.
Elmont, New York. And what do you like to do when you're not thinking about politics or January 6th?
I like to jog. I like to go to church. I like to pray. I have to do more of that. I like to box. I was a former champion boxer, and I really miss hitting things right now. I really wish I could punch something really hard because everything is so stressful.
Hey, and actually, do me a favor and update us because nobody knows this better than you. And please get those people to stop talking. What is the latest that we should be focused on regarding January 6th? You know, they don't receive enough media attention, almost no mainstream media attention. And whenever they talk about them, they're lying about them. We still have people who have not been charged with a crime, I think, formally, but are still in jail. Just give us an update overall on the January 6th defendants.
The January 6th defendants are still in dire straits. There's multiple defendants that are in jail that haven't had a trial since they were arrested a couple days after January 6th, the year January 6th happened. So it's been over 3 years now. They're keeping them in there, obviously, as a way to get to Donald Trump, calling them insurrectionists and painting them as the worst of society, when really they were just protesters, in my opinion, that got caught up in the wrong place at the wrong time and it's being used as pawns of the government to take down Donald Trump. So there's still men and women that are in jail without trials. Just recently, a 69-year-old woman, her door was broken down by the FBI. She was arrested. There was another, you know, grandmother arrested. Yet they still haven't found the pipe bomber, the alleged pipe bomber. So it's the same thing. You know, the Department of Justice has committed to arresting thousands more people this year. They are on track and they're doing that. There's a couple people arrested at least weekly. I say every day somebody's arrested for January 6th. A 22-year-old girl was recently arrested for being inside the Capitol. So they're just not letting up. They're going to use it politically this year in November to take down Donald Trump, to paint the Republican Party as quote unquote insurrectionists and people that were election deniers. And they're just not going to let the narrative go as long as it serves them, even though it's a false, fake narrative.
Yeah, and we're gonna. I mean, it's already been blown up, but the mainstream media, they can be relentless. All right. So you submitted the signatures, 15,000. How many do you need to get on the ballot?
15,000. I submitted over 15,000.
No, how many? Well, I know, but how many do you need to get on the ballot?
15,000.
Oh wait, you need 15,000, and you submitted 15,000.
Well, I submitted a couple thousand, over 15,000.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, I know. So, you know, sometimes they do double, you know? That's like the rule of thumb.
That kind of goes back to why I'm saying, like, you know, generally that is the rule of thumb, but it's incredibly an undue burden, and it's been ruled such in the court for a regular person to be able to do that without a treasure trove of hundreds of thousands of dollars, which essentially goes wasted if it's voters, if people donate, or if it's your own money, because none of the signature gathering has anything to do with campaigning. It's like you try to get somebody on the street and get them to sign and get to the next person. It's difficult and it's arbitrary. And you try walking around New York City, especially in a crowded bar, and asking somebody if they're a registered Republican and see what happens. It hasn't been easy. I'm telling you,
yeah.
It's been one of the hardest things. Go into a bar in New York City and say, excuse me, are you a registered Republican? Have your petition sheet out and see how many fights you get into in New York City.
That's amazing. Absolutely amazing that you pulled that off. All right. So when are we going to find out if you're on the ballot? What happens?
We're going to find out the day after tomorrow. So tomorrow, if there's no more objections, as of yet, there hasn't been any objections, which to me is miraculous. We will find out if I'm on the ballot. So I'm praying, and I know God has my back and has my corner. I've gotten closer to God than ever before throughout this whole process. It's been one of the hardest things I've ever done.
So beautiful.
Boxing.
So beautiful and so important. Just tell me a little bit more about that. I mean, like, what happened? And I'm sorry, but what has made this so hard? I mean, you're running around meeting people, campaigning for office. I mean, this is what it takes. But what's been the hardest part?
Well, the signature gathering process really isn't campaigning. You just have to gather signatures. So you really don't have time to talk to people because every hour of the day counts. I haven't slept, I'd say, more than a few hours in a month. I haven't eaten properly. There were days when I haven't even showered and I forgot. It's mentally exhausting because it rained so many days this month. There was Easter, there was Palm Sunday, there's religious holidays for Jewish and Muslim people. So it was difficult knocking on doors.
People, oh my goodness. Longer want to, yeah, no, like, I get it. Well, let me ask you this. Of the 15,000 signatures, how many did you personally arrange? How many did you personally go and get?
A lot of them. I went to a lot of St. Patrick's parades. I went to a lot of churches. I really put myself out there. And like I said, like I wake up in the morning literally praying, like, God, please get me through this day. And I fall asleep praying. And really, I've never done that before. I've always prayed that, like, to the extent that I'm praying now and just having trust in God and that, like, you know, he provides. There's a certain Bible quote I think of in Matthew with, you know, God gives the birds feathers and he gives them food. It's like, why isn't he going to provide for you? So I know in the end, God will provide for me and will get me through this difficult time. But going against an establishment candidate,
yeah,
you know, that's not easy. That takes a lot of courage.
Well, we're a lot more important than the birds, right? And that's what they make that point. Jesus does. Well, I love it. I hope his plan is to get you into the United States Senate. That would be amazing. And do me a favor, if you get there, you know, don't get high on your supply. It really seems to corrupt people. I know you won't be, but it's going to be tempting, and I know you can handle it. Thank you very much. Cara Castronova, what's a good website people can go to?
Cara for Senate, C-A-R-A-F-O-R for Senate.
Wait. A little bit slower. Sorry. C-A-R-A, number four, Senate.
No, spelled out, F-O-R, Senate.
C-A-R-A-F-O-R, Senate.
.com.
All right. Good luck to you. And say hi to that John Tobacco guy, okay? We love him.
I know. We love you, too.
He's in your corner. He's a great ally. All right. To be continued, and I will be right back.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.